Hello and welcome back. It's good to be with you again for this second day of this second step, which is called Tip of the Nose. It's such a particular name, such a specific place, and yet that's the beauty of it. When we choose one simple, steady point of focus, everything else can soften into the background. Today, I'd like to offer a frame that can be helpful, especially when the mind feels very busy. Refuge. You might say the tip of the nose offers a place of refuge, a very specific place in our anatomy to weather the storm of incessant thoughts. Why? Well, for even the most experienced practitioners, when we sit down to meditate, the mind generates thought after thought after thought. That's its job. And it's not our job to stop these thoughts from arising. Not only is it not our job, but it would be exhausting and would probably prove futile. And the beautiful epiphany that will inevitably come to you sooner or later is that we are not our thoughts. The mind generates thoughts, and we have a choice. We have the capacity to choose. We have the agency to decide how we might respond as the mind creates thoughts. Do we jump right on board and follow the storyline? Or do we take refuge? Imagine you're walking along and a summer rainstorm comes on very suddenly. One drop becomes two and then two become 10. And there's that familiar moment of, oh man, here we go. This is not the experience I was having a moment ago. And we tense, we contract. We become focused on the rain, on the wall of water, on the discomfort, and on our desire to get out of it. And so we react, we find shelter, a bus stop, an awning, a doorway, put a newspaper over our head as we run to one of these places. And when we arrive undercover, something changes. We calm down a little, we take a deep breath, the body becomes still, emotions settle. And if you're paying attention, what happens is the mind opens up again. And from that refuge, we can look around. We might notice the smell of the rain. We might notice the sounds of pitter-patter on the pavement. Maybe even a little camaraderie with the people taking shelter beside us. And then the storm passes and we step back out into life. This is a nice parallel to meditation. Because thoughts can feel like that rain, constant and insistent, surprising, sometimes intense. Sometimes what's uncomfortable is the content of the thoughts, judgment or self-criticism. Perhaps those lead to an emotion. As we get tense or dense, we notice aches in the body. The simple truth is that these conditions are present when we become still enough to notice. And so the question becomes, can we create space for all of it? Can we experience it moment to moment without reaction, without judgment, without condoning or pushing away? Just knowing what's here and responding appropriately. And the tip of the nose helps. It offers a place to rest our attention, a refuge, an anchor. And from that steadiness, a vantage point for noticing the usually not noticed. And that's where the fun begins. That's where newness presents itself. So let's practice. Together we smile. You might gently close your eyes and allow for a long, slow, deep breath. A gentle breath in and a gentle breath out. Settling into a subtle rhythm. Settling into the moment. Settling into what's present. This time of settling is simply a time to open up to what's here. The body's sitting, the body's supported. You might acknowledge the ground or the chair beneath you. The body's breathing. We have life. We're aware. You hear my voice. Settling into awareness as a doorway, opening up to all that's here, as breath simply comes in and gently breath moves out. Perhaps in your experience, you are off in thought. That's okay. It's just gently starting to rain, no big deal. Or perhaps you're quietly present and my voice has just entered your experience. Again, no big deal. I invite you to move your attention to the breath at the tip of the nose as a simple way to collect your attention at a specific point. Just noticing for several breaths the breath coming in and the breath moving out, holding your attention steady. You might notice sensations, temperature. You might be counting 1, 2, or in, out on the inhale and exhale. Whatever your preference and whatever your experience, it's all good. Just holding the mind steady at the tip of the nose. And if your energy feels tight or it feels strained, as if you've got a grip on your attention, just loosen that grip a bit. There's enough going on just under the nose that we can keep our interest steady. You might become aware of the whole face. You might become aware of your shoulders or your body as it sits in the room. All the while, there's steadiness, an epicenter, if you will, an anchor of your attention at the tip of the nose. Thoughts might even enter into this space of awareness. You might just notice them. Smile, no judgment, no commentary. Yet the breath is there at the tip of the nose. Attention can be steady here, taking refuge while noticing. Noticing a thought, an emotion, a sound, a sensation. And noticing spaciousness and the silence between breaths, between thoughts, between sensations. There's a steadiness and a stillness amongst all the activity as breath moves into the body and gently breath moves out. We can practice coming back to this particular place of refuge, keeping attention steady at the tip of the nose, quite steady for a breath or two. And then allow a little more in. Steady focus plus sounds in your environment. Steady focus plus the sense of the lungs filling, the lungs releasing. Steady focus plus the whole body breathing, breathing on its own. And to that awareness, you might add the sensation of touch points. Your feet on the floor, your body resting in a chair or your back supported. The tip of the nose as an anchor, and from that anchor, a wider, stable view. Again, if there's any tension, just release on an exhale. Gently come back to the breath and the rhythm. Just return to steadiness. Breath coming and breath going. Together, we take a few breaths to bring this sitting to a close. We breathe light into the space of the mind. We breathe light and lightness of being into our feeling nature. We breathe light and energy into the physical body. And we breathe light into our sense of self. Realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating. And the world thanks you. Be with you again soon.